The top news story today in India is about two teenage girls who were gang-raped in their village and were then hanged from a mango tree. A picture of the girls' bodies hanging from that tree has been circulating on social media sites. But the mainstream media in India is not allowed to publish the photo. I asked Supriya Nair for her take about this tragic story. She's an editor for a magazine called Caravan in New Delhi.
The way I look at it, there are two levels on which we need to approach the problem of pervasive sexual violence in societies like ours. One, of course, is, you know, misogyny at the cultural level and the fact that every woman or every transgender person or every sexual minority has to face, you know, the threat of violence every day in a variety of contexts. The other thing, Marco, I think, particularly given, you know, incidents as violent as these, is to look at the culture of impunity that breeds them. The reason these girls were hung to death after they were raped, much like the young woman in the December 16th bus rape in Delhi was disemboweled, I think was not so much because the perpetrators feared retribution, but simply that they thought that they could get away with doing these things. So there is a law and order problem here that I think we need to focus on in a very sustained way. Perhaps the answer to that is not outrage so much as continued attention.
There was a huge election just wrapped up in India. Was there any discussion of violence against women in any of the debates or political discussion during the campaigns?
I think our elections are as patriarchal as the rest of our society. So when the question of violence against women comes up, particularly in electoral contests that are largely being fought between men, this tends to become, you know, a paternalistic argument about who needs protection and how we're going to protect our women and girls. So there was a lot of lip service paid to the question of violence against women in that respect, but less especially concrete stuff about what we're going to do to ensure that we can protect women's agency and their rights.
Right. And now we have these two girls who were raped and hanged under this tree. Mm-hmm. What has been the reaction, especially after the uproar over the young woman who was killed in December of 2012 in Delhi?
The sort of mass outrage sparked by the December 16th rape had the effect, I think, of gender violence becoming a part of our daily public conversation in India in a way that it wasn't before. So between then and now, there have been several incidents that have caught, if not national attention, then certainly attention in the regions from which they spring. And I think this particular case, the Badayun case, may have been one of those cases that counted sort of in the multitude of these cases that show us that we have a long way to go when it comes to improving our law and order situation and our responsiveness, had it not been for, you know, the unfortunate fact of that illegally circulated photograph, which put a lot of commentators in mind, perhaps inappropriately, of the racial realities of the United States several decades ago. You know, Billie Holiday's song, Blood on the Root, Blood on the Leaves.
Strange fruit, right?
Indeed. I'm not sure we can appropriate that analogy completely, but a lot of people have pointed out that this particular incident shows us that we can not only look at violence of this kind on the axis of gender, but also of caste. These teenagers were Dalits, considered the lowest of the low caste. They were once called untouchables. And the men who've been accused of committing this crime are from a caste, a relatively higher caste, an upwardly mobile caste that has more political power and more economic power. And a great, you know, a big part of the reason why I imagine they thought they could get away with it was simply because institutionally it feels like the authorities are on their side.
What does the conversation sound like between you and your colleagues, your friends, Supriya? Is it just kind of like wrapped up with impatience and the government not doing enough?
I wouldn't say I'm sensing the undercurrent of impatience. I'm also, you know, a metropolitan journalist. I'm relatively privileged. And in this case in particular, I think there's a sense of how vast the gap is even between, you know, groups of women in India, women like me and, you know, women like those teenagers who simply went out into the fields that night because they needed to relieve themselves, incidentally, because, you know, there are no toilets in their home, which I think is a key sort of infrastructural point that deserves more discussion. I suppose it's a question now for journalists like me to assess how we might be able to build and contribute to a public conversation in which we are able to listen to the voices of marginalized women like these, and to make sure that to make sure that help arrives at the right time when it's required.
Supriya Nair, associate editor for the magazine Caravan in New Delhi. Thank you very much.
Thank you.